Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are kicking it live at the beautiful MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Countdown to Super Bowl 58 is on. We're kicking the tires. We're looking under the hood right now as far as the props are concerned. The big story of the day, earlier in the day, was the San Francisco 49ers are unhappy with their practice field. It's too soft. I am an expert on grass, but not on field turf, okay? But I will tell you this. There's like 100 grams of gravity, all right? And there's a standard. It has to be 100 grams of gravity. The San Francisco 49ers, like 70 grams of gravity. The field was 50, Teddy, so now we're experts. We're like Snoop Dogg.
They're already making excuses.
Is this the thing?
It's already.
So let me ask you, Teddy, and let's welcome Griffin into the house. Griffin Murphy, good to see you, my man.
Thank you, Gabe. Happy to be here, brother.
Hey, great
appreciate
stuff.
It,
thanks
man.
For coming down. Great to have you here. So, Teddy, I've been talking a lot about this because it is a story, this practice field. What do you make of this? The negative for the 49ers? Is this in their head already this week? Or, like, what do you make of this?
Yes, it's a negative for the 49ers. I mean, I don't see how you frame it any other way. You know, instead of focusing on the task at hand, preparing for Kansas City, they're thinking about the practice field. Whether it's management, whether it's...
All right, hold on, Teddy. We've got an audio issue, I understand, with Teddy. We'll get Teddy's audio worked out. So, Griffin, yeah, so I know you know the story now about the practice facility.
Absolutely.
The Niners basically wanted to move.
Yes.
They suggested, listen, we'll just go to the Raiders facility later in the day after the Chiefs are done, and they didn't have a problem with that. I saw Roger Goodell's press conference that just happened about 2 hours ago. He was very non-sympathetic to them.
Sure.
He got sarcastic when asked the question. And he said, what, the practice field that 23 experts have approved? He said the practice field that they brought in, that they wanted, and now it's too soft. And he basically said, it's up to NFL standards. There's not much we can do about this. If you like San Francisco, and I don't know if you do, you don't have to tell us yet.
Sure.
But, like Teddy said, it's not an ideal situation for them if they're worried about getting hurt on this practice field.
Well, you know, Gabe, it's one of those things where, yeah, they're kind of put in a little bit of a more of a leniency side to where it's a negative factor, especially when you're going to deal with a team like the Kansas City Chiefs who have all this experience, and now they're coming in, and they're already aggressive. They're already ready to go, you know. You've got Patrick Mahomes set in stone. You already know that the San Francisco Niners team is coming in, and Roger Goodell, he doesn't care, you know. He just wants a good show. He wants a good Super Bowl. He wants a good game. So, yes, it's definitely most a leaner factor on the vice side for them, where I look at it, Chiefs are definitely getting a little bit more momentum when it comes to that side of the factor, for sure.
I thought coming in, and do we have Teddy back?
I hope so.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I thought coming in, Teddy, when I saw that the Chiefs got the Raiders facility,
right,
and that the Niners got UNLV's facility,
yeah,
I knew right away this is going to be a problem.
Well, I advantage Kansas City. I don't know if that's a problem. It's a problem only if you like San Francisco.
Yes, no, but it really is. Like,
but I mean, this narrative of the this is what the league wants, and the league wants. It's certainly.
I don't think the league said let's send San Francisco to, you know.
Dude, if you read the stuff online, the league has this thing completely scripted already.
No, because the AFC is the home team. That's why they got the Raiders facility, point blank. There was nothing nefarious about it.
Sure, and the Knicks got Patrick
Taylor
Ewing.
Taylor Swift had nothing to do with it. That's what I'm getting at.
The Knicks got Ewing because the lottery was legit, and the Lakers beat the Kings.
That was a forward pass with the Titans and the Bills, but that's another story.
Sure. But the conspiracy theorists are out in
heavily.
They might have gotten what they wanted, I think. Listen, no one can deny that Taylor Swift has brought popularity to the national football.
She's brought money. She's brought popularity. She's brought everything.
They've gotten like $300 million in brand free revenue advertising out of it. I saw a study that said 24% of Taylor Swift fans actually do follow the Chiefs now.
Sure.
And when you consider how many fans she has, it's quite a lot, 24%.
Right? Oh, yeah. You seen Travis Kelce's Instagram, his social media?
Yeah.
Everything.
But,
it's huge.
Oh, no, listen. Like his agent said, he's going to be the next Rock. Like, they're setting him up to be, you know, the next superstar. But with all that being stated, I don't think Bill Vinovich, who was the referee or the National Football League, I don't buy into that stuff. But I did want to get to the ref, actually, Teddy. Because, you had something to say about
that? Well, but when it comes to the facility, you know how the Raiders, the Chiefs have better facilities, in theory, than San Francisco does. That's the kind of thing that, even though they're the home team in the Super Bowl, in theory, that's the kind of thing that people jump on and go, oh, look, the league wants this, the league wants that. Even if it's not a ref making a call, it's still some evidence somewhere that people are buying into, and I think, you know, if you want to bet that way, knock yourself out.
No, I tell you what, I've said this before, and honestly, the NBA does care who's in the finals.
Absolutely.
The NBA didn't like the Raptors winning, right? They don't want the Sacramento Kings. We've seen this before. The NBA does care about who's in the finals. The National Hockey League, very happy Vegas won, right? Very happy that Tampa won, more so than if Montreal won or Toronto won. They're already converts there. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. The Jags could freaking play against the Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl, and there's going to be 90 million people watching whether Taylor Swift is there or not, bro.
Absolutely.
Just point blank.
And Casey's already here.
Yeah. That's a good point. Okay, so speaking of the referee, though, it's actually the same ref, Teddy, as the last game.
Uh-oh.
It's Bill Vinovich.
What does that mean?
Now, well, if it was the Buffalo Bills playing, and our boy Sam Yarnell, one of our producers here, knows, Bill doesn't like the Bills, all right? But let the conspiracy theorists begin, because as you stated, people flip out about everything nowadays. The sky is black. No, it's not, right? For the record, Vinovich 5-2 in the last 5 years for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-oh.
San Francisco 49ers 2-4.
Uh-oh.
Bill Vinovich, this is his third Super Bowl, but this is his second Super Bowl as the head referee. All right? But he was the head referee the last time these two teams played.
But Gabe, all of this stuff, KC, 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 you still like San Fran?
Yeah, because I'm not very smart. No, I'm an idiot. I'm doing it out of spite. I'm just sick of it all. I'm sick of it all. And I do actually think San Francisco have what it takes, personnel-wise, to win this game. But, and we'll get to some of your props here, Griff.
Sure.
But I will tell you what, speaking of the referee, so Bill Vinovich is the referee. Vinovich, actually, the last Super Bowl, if you look back, this is something I did study. Reviewed the officiating of the last Super Bowl.
Okay.
People were more critical of the non-calls. And I don't know how you feel about this. Let me throw it to you.
Total penalties under.
This is where I'm going. I've already placed the bet. The total accepted penalties in this year's Super Bowl is 10.5. I told you Oiler fans are taking the joint over here. 16 in a row. You know these guys. They think they own it. See what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. 17. It's 17 after tomorrow. So the accepted penalties is 10.5. You notice they're not calling pass interference anymore in the NFL. They've been letting people mug. There'll be the random call, the roughing the quarterback that people don't like and think it's soft, but they've been letting the players play, and we'll get into this on the other side and why I like the under 10.5 penalties.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live at the MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Countdown to kickoff is on. We've got a great championship game. Obviously, it's a rematch. And something to bring up here, this is the eighth rematch in Super Bowl history. The last three Super Bowl rematches, the team that won the first game won. Five of the last seven overall. And Teddy is basically just waiting to use his patented line. Why'd you bet that, Moretti?
Still, listen, years later.
If we were in court, and I always look at a game, and me and Rob Vino have fun with this as well. Uh-huh. I always look at it like this, Griffin, too. Breaking down a big game like this, especially that it's a pick 'em,
sure.
It's like a court case, and everyone's the jury here, right? And you want to make the legitimate arguments, right? And you want to walk out and say, you know what? I gave everything I could to that jury. I gave everything I could to that judge. And I stand on my evidence. I can't lie. I've got a bad case here. Like, if I'm defending San Francisco, there's a lot of evidence on KC's side why they'll win the game.
Sure. I mean, we have the Mahomes factor. We have the Shanahan factor. You know, right. Winner versus loser.
And Andy Reid.
And sure, Mahomes/Reid.
Yeah.
You know, that's certainly a piece of the equation. We have the current form factor. KC's played better than San Fran for the better part of the last, what, month and a half, 2 months? At
I'm
least.
Not sure about that, though. That's something I debate. Didn't they get their ass kicked by the Raiders, like, around Christmas weekend?
They might have had one hiccup.
That wasn't that
But
long
I
ago.
Would say...
Were the Buffalo Bills, like a Buffalo Bills screw-up away from, like, winning that game?
No, they were a Buffalo Bills screw-up away from sending the game into overtime, which KC would have won anyway.
Just they would have this.
It just would have been more excruciating for you. And there was a minute 40 left, and KC had two timeouts.
I can't dispute that.
Okay.
McDermott screwed it up. I don't even blame the missed kick.
Yeah. You weren't winning in regulation.
No. Yeah. But the Bills did a lot in that game. Okay, so back to the referees. So I already put the bet in, Griffin.
Sure.
I got the bet. Under 10.5 accepted penalties. For the record, Bill Vinovich was the referee the last time these two teams played. He called 9 penalties.
Yep.
In that Super Bowl. You have two pretty disciplined football teams.
Very much so.
You know, you get to the Super Bowl, obviously you got smart teams. And there's been a pattern, man, in the last couple of months in the National Football League of them laying off.
Yeah.
They're letting more stuff go than overcalling things.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's the biggest thing. And when you look at this game, I mean, you've got Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid. These are two of the top coaches in the league that you have to say. And you have to best believe that these two teams are going to come in disciplined as all heck coming into this matchup. So looking at that line, 10.5, that does seem a little bit high. It's a little overpriced in my eyes. I'd be leaning towards the under in that one.
I got it in, Teddy. Is this too much of a degenerate play for you? What do you think about
that? No, I love it.
Under 10.5 accepted penalties.
What do you get? -120?
No, it was even money.
Yeah, I love it. I have no issues with that whatsoever. Again, we're going to have action, all right? There aren't many positive expectation plays out there, at least not that I'm seeing. You know, maybe someone else out there is a different algorithm and finds all this great stuff. So we got to find stuff that we like. We got to find stuff that fits into our game plan, and we got to bet small. That's how it works for me this Super Bowl.
What I always tell people, too, even if you're playing 15, 20 props, put the same amount of money, as you stated. Like
risk management.
Discipline, right?
Little.
Especially with the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And I talked about this earlier. I used to get too heavy involved on a side. I got $8,000 on the side and a bunch of props or whatnot. Now it's like, no. Like, you know, I'll have a dime on the side here type of thing. And I'm going to have a couple of dimes in props.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have a diversified portfolio here.
Absolutely.
Who is a player that you're looking at from a player? I haven't even gotten to the player prop perspectives, but
sure.
What are some of the player props that you're looking at? And before we get to the player props, what about the game props? You know, you've got your standards that I play all the time, but a little bit concerned. The Chiefs are 19-1 of the under in the fourth quarter this year.
Yep.
But I always like, will there be more points in the second half of the first half of the Super Bowl? Kind of think it's going to open up. And I think you'll like this one because you and I agree on the total.
Sure.
Is will both teams score 20 or more points? That's -110.
In the first half.
No, so, in the game. this, both teams.
Oh, yes, and absolutely. I already told you, I'm leaning towards the total in this game with the over in this matchup. But where I'm kind of looking at this game is Andy Reid, for his sake. If I'm Andy Reid and I'm going into this game, I'm deferring and I'm taking the ball. And the reason being is you look at the Chiefs and the way that they play, and you already know kind of what the Niners are going to bring out. You already know they've got Kittle. You already know they got Purdy. They have a very good system. Right now, the Chiefs right now are lacking on the wide receiver set. So, as Andy Reid, if I'm Andy Reid head coaching, I want the ball first. And the reason being is because I want Pacheco. I want to see what Pacheco can do on that first possession. Can he ram that ball down their throat? And can they make utilization?
Well, you can find a number on this.
6, 7.5.
I can tell you what. It's been 14 straight Super Bowls.
Yep.
That the team has deferred.
13.
So go 13. To the 14.
The last
Saints,
one.
The Saints.
Yeah.
And
they
so
got it both halves.
14 Super Bowl, yeah.
Exactly.
And they said he knew.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for the onside
exactly.
kick anyway.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to defer, but you're thinking outside the box.
See, if I'm Andy Reid, that's the way I'm going with it, because you don't necessarily know what they're going to be able to bring to the table. And you know Pacheco, he came in, he was hurt, he was banged up. He got his nice 2 weeks off. He's recovered coming into this game. I want to see what this offensive line can do. If this offensive line could push back Bosa and all these defenders on that defensive set with the 49ers, what can Pacheco do to open up the pass game for Patrick Mahomes? That is my biggest take in this game. You know Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's 14-3 in postseason. He's passed for over 4,800 yards. He's 39 touchdowns, 7 picks. I mean, he's done it all.
But
how do we utilize
him?
Hit me.
And how about this, the fact that I brought it up, though? He's thrown more interceptions.
In the Super Bowl.
In the three Super Bowls. He's thrown 4 interceptions in 3 Super Bowls. Then he has 3 interceptions in his 14 career playoff games.
Right.
Good opponents. And how much of that is always the Rams game?
The Rams?
Or not the Rams. What was the one?
The Bucks.
The Bucks. Yeah, yeah.
He's played the Bucks, the Eagles, the 49ers.
Which one am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Rams played the Bengals, Teddy.
Yeah. I had the Bengals in that game. It was all good. There was the one low-scoring, ugly Super Bowl we were just talking about.
That was the Rams-Patriots.
That was the Bucs.
14-3.
Right?
But the Bucs-Tampa one
was
31-9.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the game where Mahomes
struggled.
So that
was the one Andy Reid's son crashed a car days before the game.
Right.
And he was part of the staff as well. So that didn't help the situation, right, just as far as the mentality. And I brought this up as far as Mahomes' father. At least there's a week to sort of absorb it.
As opposed to 2 days.
But I couldn't help but think about the deja vu all over again. But remember going into that Super Bowl, guys, Kansas City were depleted. They had no offensive line.
Yep.
They got murdered. And that's the key. Will San Francisco be able to get to Mahomes?
And that's going to be the biggest question in this matchup.
Sounds cliche to say that, but that's the key.
And that is where I think everybody is kind of pondering this type of situation, and that is why my logical instinct goes with Andy Reid. Andy Reid's coming to this game. He's got 5-10 sets of how he's going to play this game. That's why I think he should take the ball first. You get the ball first. You establish the game. You already know, okay, well, if our run game isn't going to open, well, we've got Patrick Mahomes. What can Patrick Mahomes do? Just about everything. So that is where kind of I'm circulating with this type of game. Where do you kind of go from there? If you can't establish the run game, well, you're going to have to find Rice. You're going to have to find Tony. You're going to have to utilize all of your wide receivers in that type of setback. So that is kind of where I'm looking at this game right now. But I think the biggest thing for the Chiefs in this matchup is going to be, can our offensive line sustain the Niners' defensive line? And that is where I'm at with this one, Gabe.
I'll tell you what, Chase Young's going to have to step up in this game.
Yes.
He did in the second half. There was that viral video of him sort of, not really going full steam.
Right.
But in the second half, he did step up. So Pacheco is a name that comes up a lot, Teddy, obviously. I'm surprised to see the number 65.5 right now.
So
total rushing yards, over, under. What do you think of Pacheco, over, under 65.5 yards?
I'm going over that particular prop for this reason. And this has everything to do with my game script, your game script about KC getting the ball first, more power to you. My game script is that this is going to be long, slow, methodical drives for both teams. All right. I expect a dearth of big plays. We think about what Kansas City wants to do.
Eight, 10, 12 play drives type of thing.
All KC wants to do is
burn
clock.
And to be honest, KC do a lot of this where if it's 3rd and 9, they get 10. They really do. If it's all year, they've been doing it. Right?
That's their MO. Third and nine, they get 11. They don't break one for a touchdown. They don't punt. They grind out another 2 minutes of clock.
Mm-hmm.
Long, slow drive.
If we were going to play quickly, we got a break coming up here. If we were going to play a prop, which team scores the longer touchdown? It would be San Francisco, wouldn't it? On an Ayuk, on a Samuel pops one.
I'd rather have under longest touchdown than that, for sure.
In the game because of this, huh?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're rolling. We're throwing it down here at the MGM Grand. Countdown to kickoff is on. I look forward to getting Teddy's props and Griffin Murphy's props here as well. As we were going to the break, I brought up Pacheco. And a little bit surprised, Griff, as the Pacheco is so trendy.
Sure.
Coming into this game, everybody talking about him as a potential MVP candidate. I actually think his receiving yard prop is something that's not being talked about enough. We'll get into this in a couple of minutes. We'll get Teddy's take on this. But Pacheco's down to 65.5 rush yards right now.
Yeah.
I did cash this ticket in the Baltimore game. It was similar number. It was like 64.5.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with 67
by in the game. Skinnier, chinny,
yeah,
chin, chin.
And he caught a bunch of balls as well. But I do buy into the Pacheco narrative.
Sure.
And I will play Pacheco rush yards to the over. And I'm going to play Pacheco receiving yards to the over as well. 16.5 yards, guys. He can pop that. I'll throw it to you first.
That's as simple as it gets. It's a quick screen. You know, Pacheco's got dynamic speed, and not only that, he is so versatile, and he's an explosive back. So you hit him on a quick screen, you could cash that ticket in one play. So, yes, Pacheco, absolutely, I love that play. I would definitely roll with the over in that one.
Teddy, how do you feel about Pacheco coming to this game? You like the over 65.5. What do you think about his receiving yard prop in the 16.5 range?
So, in general, I'm trying not to play that many overs. All right.
Yeah.
That said, Pacheco's the one guy for KC that stands out to me as someone that we want to be playing
Breakout.
Over. If the game plays out like I think it's going to play out and Kansas City's just going to be going 6, 7, 8 minutes down the field, Pacheco, I'd rather have him over rushing attempts, probably. You know?
I was looking at that as well.
They don't need to worry about how many yards he gets.
Was it 16.5?
It's a reasonable number.
And if this game goes the way we think it is, I do believe Pacheco's going to touch the ball 20, 23, 24 times.
Yep.
Catching the ball out of the backfield as well. I want to get some of these reception props up, actually.
Yep.
Because George Kittle, I want to talk about George Kittle,
sure.
Actually. I don't know how you feel about Kittle.
Yeah.
I think Kittle is sort of like a stock that it's a good time to buy in on. Right? If you look at Mark Andrews, Mark Andrews didn't play in forever. He came back. He had 4 catches.
Yes, he did.
We talked about Kansas City's defense being very bend but don't break. I think they're going to be very concerned, Kansas City, about the big play. Right? But they know, listen, we've got to worry about McCaffrey, but Samuel's freaking fast. Don't
outside.
Let him get past us. Then you got Ayuk, who's mm-hmm. their number one wide receiver. Now, we haven't even gotten to George Kittle yet.
Right.
George Kittle's going to be dancing over the middle of the field here. I think he can rack up the catches more so than the yards. I like George Kittle's receptions. Like I said, Mark Andrews had 4. He only had 31 yards, but he had 4 catches. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Kittle has 6, 7 catches in this game for only like 50 yards or something. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I agree with that. And Kittle's going to be kind of one of your check down players in this matchup, you know, because you've got Ayuk and you know Brock Purdy. That's his guy downfield. So he's already going to be rolling that side. And then you have Debo, and you're going to hit him with the jet sweeps. You're going to hit him around the perimeter. That's going to be your guy. McCaffrey, well, he gets the job done, play in, play out. Whether he's hitting the backfield, blown up 3 yards back, he's going to get you an extra 3, 4 yards. Kittle is the one guy on the field when it comes to the passing game where you can find him just about anywhere on the field, and he's going to be there. He's a big body. He's going to be there to snag some receptions. I do love where you're at with that. My head registering to that, I wasn't necessarily there until you brought it up regarding receptions. I was kind of more on an over-under type of reception
yard.
Well,
I like him to score a touchdown as well.
I am not against that as either. He's another red zone type of guy that you're going to connect with.
And the plus 187
range, right? Exactly.
Plus 185, plus 190. What do you think about George Kittle's impact on this football game?
Well, okay, so we love McCaffrey. We love Kittle. We love Debo.
No, I didn't say Debo yet.
Well, I'm going to talk about the guy. The guy I want to face.
Those are the two guys I like, McCaffrey and Kittle.
Ayuk's the guy I want to fade.
Yeah.
And I have no problem fading Debo either. Okay.
Yeah.
But I certainly think that the Kittle's an inviting target for Purdy, and will have his opportunities here. But we talk about big plays on the outside. And Debo, again, if you're going Debo, I'd rather have him passing or receiving yards under than rushing and receiving yards under, because I think he's going to get a chance to run the football here.
I agree with that.
For either of these guys. But, you know, and maybe the same thing with Ayuk. But neither one. Kansas City's defensive game plan all year has been don't give up the big play.
Right.
That doesn't change here. You know? And so I would look at the two wide receivers as guys to maybe bet some unders or bet against, as opposed to McCaffrey or Kittle.
With the Super Bowl bye week as it is, I don't know how you guys feel about this, if there's an advantage to one team. I actually think that the bye week and the rest helps the San Francisco 49ers
yes,
more.
I agree.
And you just mentioned Samuel. He's been far from 100%.
Yep.
And you saw he had a little bit of burst in the last game. Now he's going to have another 2 weeks here. McCaffrey hasn't been 100% either in the last month of the season. And KC's guys, let's talk about Omanayu, who's going to be out on their defensive line. That's pretty impactful, man.
Not enough at all by any means. That is one of their
because
huge
his last
critical
name is hard to say.
Exactly. No one wants to talk about it.
I just stumbled through it, but we all know what we're talking about.
I just did it very well.
Thank you.
What we also should remember, San Fran didn't play their best ball. They got 2 weeks to correct that instead of 1 week to correct that. KC, I'm going to say they played their best ball, but San Fran is the one that didn't. So the fact that they didn't gives them extra time. And in my mind, that's the biggest factor in the 2 weeks working for the 49ers. Being a little bit of an edge in their favor.
Let's talk about the field goal kickers here.
Okay.
Because I got to tell you what. There's a lot of similarities between the Chiefs. And first off, shout out to our boy Harold over here from Phoenix. He was here for the NFL draft as well. He's a hardcore fan of the grid. Great stuff. Great to see him. I couldn't remember. I was like, did I meet you at the Super Bowl last year? Or, because no, it was the NFL draft here. But the last, you know, years, LA, Phoenix, Vegas, draft, Super Bowls, they're all kind of merging into one. You know what I'm saying? But I want to talk about the kickers. Because remember, Adam Vinatieri was just money.
Oh.
Butker is like the new Vinatieri.
Yep. The new Tucker.
Yeah, no, like he really is.
There it is.
Dude, people were like, you're crazy, Morency, because I love my long field goal prop. And for the record, I'm betting this one. Over 46.5 yards, longest field goal made successfully in the Super Bowl. I bet the over. People thought I was crazy. I bet the over 45.5 when they played against the Buffalo Bills. They're like, Morency, it's windy, the weather.
Never in doubt.
No. Look, Andy Reid has confidence in Butker to kick from like 54 in bad weather. Indoors, he's not a 62-yard guy, but he's money from like 54 yards in, Teddy. And we got our boy Jake Moody from Michigan, who's been a little hit or miss for the Niners.
Sure, Butker's the guy I'd rather target, you know, of the two. But I think there's going to be field goal tries.
Yeah, me too. I played over 3.5 field goals made. Dude, I saw it, Teddy, at plus 135.
So stop.
And I got it at plus 120 only.
How can you get over 3.5 field goals made and under and over for the game? They don't correlate at all. It's the opposite, dude.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
How not?
I've got, you know what? I've got it sort of right on the number. Look, 5 touchdowns and 4 field goals get
the 47. There you go. All right.
Dialed in.
No,
good to see.
No, he asked the question. I was ready.
I love it. You executed.
Well done. I thought I stumped him. I didn't stump him.
No.
I love it. Morency.
No, but we've seen both teams, specifically Kansas City. They're not one of these modern. Andy Reid's not like a modern renegade. He'll take the 3.
Absolutely.
Because he knows Butker can make the kick from 47 or 48.
Exactly.
And he knows how he's got a good defense.
And he trusts his defense. Yeah.
And I think even though Moody missed a kick, they drafted the kid in the 3rd round.
Yep.
I think they'll unleash him. I wouldn't be surprised if Moody attempted a 50-yarder in this game.
Sure.
It's indoors. Weather's obviously not a factor here, but I do like. I'm a big fan of this long field goal prop in a regular season, Griffin, so I'm obviously playing it. But
sure.
I like the over 3.5 here. What are you looking at for some props? What do you like?
So I was looking at, so obviously I got Pacheco on the 67.5 yards rushing over. As obviously I gave my breakdown, Andy Reid, they need to utilize that run game to open up for obviously the pass game with Mahomes. I also love Mahomes passing touchdowns, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. You get a minus 140 line there. You know, if if they're going to score points, which we're all kind of on the same page with the total in this game, it's going to go over as where I'm
yeah,
at
he's
with
not
it.
Part of the we the yeah, wall
yeah.
here.
The, like, the line.
Yeah, don't bring me in.
You guys.
But yes, no, I like Mahomes on the passing over 1.5 passing touchdowns, and then on the other side, the flip side of it is I like Brock Purdy on the under 247 yards passing.
I agree with that.
I think he is most definitely somebody that is going to be utilized in a factor of more of a check down. Going back to Kittle, you know, it's kind of their weakest trait is their third down efficiency. So how do you utilize that? Well, you've got to find your prime guys, and that's going to be Kittle. So when you get into the red zone type of situation, it's going to be heavily utilized with McCaffrey and Debo. And that's kind of where I'm kind of riding with this thing, is I like the receptions under with, receiving or passing yards under with Brock Purdy in this game. I think he's going to have an outstanding game. I think he's going to play very well, but I don't think he's going to be able to stretch that because of all the weapons they have in the backfield already.
That's something that I was actually looking at, Teddy. And in fact, I saw some stats to back up what Griffin's talking about here. How do you feel about Purdy passing yards? If you're like in the under of the game or you don't think it's going to be a track meet, is he really going to throw for 249 yards, 250, 248, etc.? There's always the threat of a couple of big plays.
Ayuk.
But we should note, only three times this year away from home did he throw for more than that yards.
It's a matter of whether you think San Fran's going to be playing from ahead or from behind. You know, I would not be shocked if San Fran is playing from behind in this game, which makes me a little bit reluctant to play 30 under.
That's been the method of the playoffs so far.
Yep.
And that's why I'm also playing, well, the team that, yeah, that doesn't
first,
score first
game,
win
yeah.
the game. But with that being stated, what about in-game opportunities? And I'll throw this one to you first, Teddy. We're coming up against the break, but somebody scores an early touchdown in this game. How do you not just buy in automatically on the team if we're getting 5.5, 6.5, et cetera, in game? I look forward to your take on this on the other side.
I expect a competitive game. I expect the no for three straight scores. We'll
okay.
talk about that.
Okay, we'll get to that. And you know what a great bet is, guys? The last two Super Bowls, both decided by 3 points exact. Winning margin, 1-6, plus 300.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Sports Grid's coverage of Super Bowl 58. We are live at MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're just getting started. The week is just getting started. But people are having a lot of fun. Fans from all teams are milling about. And I told you guys earlier about Edmonton Oilers fans, huh?
Right everywhere, there,
like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hundreds of them. It's like a deluge.
I kid the other day. I said, I think the Oilers are in the Super Bowl.
Right. I think the Edmonton, you look around, absolutely.
The Edmonton Oilers. And one thing I'm going to talk about betting, I'm willing to bet that Edmonton Oilers fans drink more beer than Kansas City Chiefs and 49er fans combined. Like, the hotels are going to be sad. Like, when the Canadians and the Oilers fans leave, and, like, they're going to be like, damn, man, those guys, like, they drank a lot, man. Like, right, they drank a lot. So, a lot of stuff I want to get to here, and I want to get into some player props. Teddy's got a sheet ready, or not so much player props, but situational props as well. We kicked the tires on the field goals. What else are you looking at here, Teddy?
So, in a game that I expect to be low scoring and methodical, relatively, again, it's not that I believe that these defenses are going to dominate.
What's a ballpark figure score you? Because I have correct score numbers here. What's a ballpark? A couple of ballparks you're looking at.
KC 23, San Fran 22.
Okay. Man, you said that earlier. You're not playing around.
No, that's the score.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such the weirdest score ever, bro.
Maybe 23-19, 23-18.
I like the weirdness of it.
It's not going to be a...
They're scared of people like you. I don't think I'm going to be...
I have a little more juice on that.
So 23-22, but if San Fran doesn't get the last field goal, maybe it's 23-19. I'll go, yeah. So that'll... But... The whole point is these, you know, when I talk about low, long, slow, methodical drives, the last 2 minutes for halftime isn't that. The last 2 minutes for halftime is
always
we're going to two offenses that we trust and an urgency to score right then. So, yes, score in the last 2 minutes of the first half. That's
you like
one
this one?
That I like. That's one that makes sense. Total first downs. over
in the game
something.
Because you think they're going to rack up first down more than points.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not afraid to play the
longer drives.
Yeah,
which could settle for field goals.
Sure. The over's in trouble if you get to 7-minute drive, field goal, 7-minute drive, stopped
on
down.
How do you feel
about
the over with a teaser? Your score sort of gets you there. Let's say if you're teasing it to the over 40 and a half.
So I teased KC, and I thought long and hard.
About to the over or under, which way you're going to go.
That's where I read. I mean, because I knew at plus two to plus eight was a no-brainer. You go through all the key numbers. Yeah. You know, Kansas City's a teaser.
I played it as well.
Mahomes, I don't expect Kansas City to get slapped around. They may lose. But in my mind, it's a pick 'em game, and I'm getting more than a touchdown. And that's okay. It's a pick 'em game.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love about the in-game options of this after an early touchdown, potentially.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But I spent like 3 days just thinking and researching and thinking and researching, and I decided I wanted under, tease the total up rather than tease the total down and play, I wanted under 53 and a half versus over 41 and a half. And the reason that was exclusively because I expect to see a low possession game. And low possession games, I'm not playing a whole lot of overs. I want to be playing unders in low possession games. And both teams want to play that way. I don't see how it doesn't turn out that way.
Now, what kind of score are you looking at? What's your ballpark figure?
So I'm kind of looking at a 27-24 final. That's kind of where I'm at with this game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring first half, and the reason being is because I think everybody's going to kind of want to distinguish where this game is going to go, head coach to head coach, and there's going to be so many variables in action. But when it comes to the second half, when it really starts, the pressure starts getting put on, I think that's when Shanahan is going to start airing the ball out. He's going to start looking for guys like Ayuk. He's going to start looking for guys like Kittle. He's going to start trying to air the ball out and put more numbers on the board. So that's kind of where I'm looking at with that. When it goes to the Chiefs, I kind of have already a pretty good idea of how they're going to work this offense, obviously establishing the run game, and then you got Mahomes running all over the field. He's going to find guys. He's going to connect, and I think the Chiefs are going to put a crooked number up on the board in the first half of this game. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a shell shock. Everybody's kind of looking at this game thinking it's going to be extremely tight. I believe that, but I don't believe that until the second half of this game. I think in the first half of this game, Kyle Shanahan's going to get outcoached. And that's the way I'm looking at this game.
The fourth quarter has been Shanahan's nemesis. We've talked about it.
Yep.
So going back to Teddy went all the way back to the Washington days earlier, but let's go back to the Super Bowl. So Shanahan was the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
They blow the 28-3 lead. It's easy to forget, guys. The San Francisco 49ers were winning the Super Bowl 20-10 with about 9 minutes left. All right? How about this? 0 points scored in the fourth quarter of that Falcons Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and the Niners were shut out.
Yep.
So in the two biggest games of the two Super Bowls, one as a coordinator, one as a head coach, he hasn't scored a single point in the fourth quarter. If they don't, on Sunday, they're not winning the game, bro.
Exactly. And that is why he's going to have to utilize that pass game. He's going to have to use Brock Purdy, 262nd pick in the draft. You know what? This kid, I don't care system quarterback or not, this kid can play. He does it. He does it game in, game out. Look back at last year. They're in the NFC Championship game. Josh Johnson comes in after Purdy goes down in the first possession. They get dismantled. What does Purdy do? He comes back. He leads his team all the way to a Super Bowl. Shanahan is aware of this, and best believe he's got plans up his sleeve in the second half.
I think, I like where you're going in a way here. I'm thinking, actually, though, I would trust Purdy earlier in the game more. If I was San Francisco, I'd like to get up and be able to just give the ball to McCaffrey after. You know what I mean? You get up 14-3. I don't want to be playing from behind in this game with Purdy. But I think Purdy has shown that last drive against the Green Bay Packers. He showed that second half. He tore it apart, man. 15 of 18 in the second half. Like, he was dialed in. I think that gives him, and quite frankly, the team confidence in him coming into this game, if they need him in the fourth quarter, Teddy.
I would have thought that Tom Brady settled the where the quarterback was drafted matters.
Right.
Him and Jamarcus Russell, maybe, between them. It doesn't matter where Brock Purdy. You watched Brock Purdy play at Iowa State, okay?
Yeah.
I did too. I made money with Brock Purdy at Iowa State. It wasn't a quarterback who came into the NFL. You're like, oh, that guy can't play. Came into the NFL. We knew this kid could play, and he played.
People built him up, and there's been a media narrative over the last month or so of tearing him down.
Of course.
And he's going to be the problem.
That's what we do. You know? We build him up, and we tear him down. But media narrative is your point, though. I mean,
I don't think it's a reality.
Talking heads, blah, blah, blah.
Well, if I bet on San Francisco, I obviously trust Purdy enough.
Yeah.
And I think he can make enough plays in this game.
You got to tell me how this isn't a pick'em game.
This is what I wanted to ask, actually. Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes is 14-3 in 17 playoff games.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He's 11-1-1 against the spread as an underdog in his career.
Yeah.
This is a Super Bowl rematch. Rematches, the team that won the first game is 5-2. They've won the last three. People talk about San Francisco's current form. And Mahomes is basically the modern LeBron James, Michael Jordan, the popular face, not to mention the Travis Kelce popularity angle.
Oh.
Why is the number is what it is? And I saw a 2.5 earlier in the day.
This is why.
And is there going to be a late buyback of KC public money here? What's going on with the spread, Teddy, in your opinion?
I'll tell you exactly why. The statistical profile of San Fran is a little bit better than the statistical profile of Kansas City because San Fran was a better team in October than Kansas City was. And that is why San Fran is the favorite, -2, -2.5. It's because they were a better team in October. That's the only reason.
If I was an odds maker, I would hate to be crushed on these teasers like you and I played already.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really would, like with these key numbers.
You want to do a
7-point teaser, you're getting 9 points. You want to do a 6, you're getting 8.
Right.
That's a lot to give the Kansas City Chiefs.
Maybe too many. That's kind of where I'm at with it as well, Gabe. Is the crooked number here is the teaser is set in stone. You know, you're getting that extra 6 points. That takes you over a 7.5 point touchdown. Kansas City's, from my perspective, I don't think Kansas City loses this game by a touchdown or more than a touchdown and a half.
No, I think it's a close game.
Absolutely.
And Teddy, you're saying no team's going to score 3 consecutive times.
Yeah, we used to bet the yes every year in the Super Bowl for that. I mean, for years.
I used to get suckered in all the time
and
say there's no way in hell this team's going to score 3 times in a row. Cowboys beat the Bills 52-17 or something.
Yeah.
And it always implodes. But it's tightened up lately. And I want to ask you about this, Teddy, because we're talking about the point spread. You and I have talked about this for years. The point spread has never mattered in the Super Bowl.
7 times it has.
Yeah. Oh,
actually, 10 times. 3 pushes and 7.
Yeah.
17.
So out of 57 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yet, Super Bowls used to be blowouts all the time.
Sure.
Look at the modern era right now.
It mattered 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, 23-20.
Yeah.
Last year, 38-35.
Yeah.
You can get winning margin. San Francisco 49ers to win a game 1-6, Griffin, +300. Kansas City to win 1-6 is +325.
Ooh.
Like, what do you think about? Oh, the winning margin bet.
I don't love it.
Do you think either team is going to win by more than 6 points?
No, but I don't love it because the price isn't right.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a fade for me. I don't like it at all. I think this game is going to go up and down. As I mentioned earlier, second half is where it's going to get tight. I think this game is going to be a little bit more of a debacle until we get to that second half. It's going to be very much so. I'm leaning Chiefs here in the first half of this game. That's where I'm at with it.
To bet the Chiefs in the first half?
Yes, sir.
About the first quarter? Are you going to go that far?
No, I'm not there. I would not jump the gun on it. I think both of these teams need to establish what they're capable of doing against each other before they do so, before I can start really putting in any of my actual leniency on which team I actually love going into deeper into this matchup.
Teddy, a popular prop is when will the first points of the game be scored? 6 minutes, over under 6 minutes. Last year, it actually hit. It was like 5 minutes in. Philadelphia scored early in the football game. It generally has not hit, though.
Sure.
You know, I think it's 4-1, actually, to the under in the last 5. We've had scoreless quarters and sort of feeling out processes early. You're expecting long drives. What do you think about no score in the first 6 minutes?
Love it. And again, check your books. That's one prop where you find all kinds of variables.
Oh, yeah, you might find 5 minutes or 5:30 or whatnot, right?
And it's worth paying extra juice for that extra 30 seconds. You know, I think I cashed last year.
That's one time you will pay the extra
juice. Oh, absolutely. You know, look, I'm not afraid to lay juice in a prop that I've got a positive expectation.
Sure.
And in this situation, the difference between 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7, I've seen 7.5 minutes, I've seen a number, is enormous. especially in a game that I do expect longer, slower drives. I don't mind the first drive's a touchdown, as long as it's long and slow.
Here's a couple of exact score props, just to give you guys a sort of feel for what some of these numbers are. 27-24 San Francisco final is 80-1.
That's mine.
What's 23-22?
They don't have it, Teddy, because it's too whacked out. I'm trying to get one as close.
They're like 23, here. Give me a 23-19.
Yeah. All right, 24-20, San Francisco's 100-1.
I need KC winning, though. KC 23, San Fran 19.
Oh, yeah, so, okay. KC 26-23 is 125-1.
Well, that's too many points.
All right, KC 23-17 is 125-1. 24-20, 125-1.
It's good. One of these teams is going to have a funky number. There's going to be a 2 or a 9.
I know.
I mean, it's not. It's...
Well, if we're going to get that funky number, then maybe we're going to get that octopus. You know what, though? These teams aren't very good at going for 2 and don't go for 2 a lot, actually.
No, I wouldn't expect. I bet
the
no on the 2
sucker bet McCaffrey? What do you think of this? Minus 225 anytime touchdown score.
I wouldn't bet the no. I wouldn't bet the no.
In 24 of the last 27 games.
Yeah. I'm not betting it the other way.
It's a lot. You're laying a lot, but I think it'd be dumb if you didn't think McCaffrey was going to put one in the end zone.
To me, you put it in same game parlays.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right? That's how I approach it. We'll wrap up with the boys on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we've got a college basketball game coming up in a couple of minutes. The Miami Hurricanes got absolutely lit up and smashed, man. 60-38 was the final score earlier tonight, Teddy.
Backline playing backline all of a sudden.
That game went under the number. That didn't crack 100. So we got the Kansas Jayhawks and Kansas State tonight, state rivalry game. Any opinion on this game?
Nothing strong. I mean, look, there's a lot of anti-Jayhawk sentiment out there, I feel, more than I expect.
Struggling on the road.
They're good.
This isn't the best Kansas
they're
State.
They're better than Kansas State.
They've lost a couple of big games, Kansas. Sure. I don't think they lose this one tonight.
No. I'm with you on that one. But I actually did want to touch up on that Virginia-Miami game that you were talking about. I love the fact Virginia rolling right now, 13-0 at home, I want to say. That is one of the – that team has really shown – they've got shooters around the perimeter. They've got guys in the paint. That was one game that really caught my attention in today. That was something I was in.
Okay, so we got about a minute here. Your final score, your final prediction, and great stuff, Griffin Murphy. Where can people find you online? And your final picks here, picks, props, whatever you want to share with people quickly on the web.
I got the Isaiah Pacheco over 67.5 rushing yards. I got Brock Purdy under 245.5
love that play. Love
passing yards. And I have Patrick Mahomes over 1.5 touchdown passes. Those are my three props for the play. You can find me on Instagram at G_Bay_B, G-Baby. Find me on Twitter, G_MurphyWins. Simple
right.
as that.
Teddy, final words. Great to see you, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
This
just flew by, dude. And my buddy's been screaming at me the whole time I've been on the show, texting me, telling me I can't give out a teaser. But that's how I played it. I played it, you know, I teased San Fran to the under. So you find me at wagertalk.com. Follow me on Twitter at Teddy_cover.
DocSports.com as well.
They'll have some great insight all week long. Keep a lock here on the grid. I'm going to be here 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock local time all week long. And don't worry, as the week goes on, it's really going to start to become crazier. I tell you what, though. We saw the Oiler fans already. They're playing tomorrow night. So we're going to be on here when they're filing through.
Chaos.
The across the street. It's going to be off the hook. Tomorrow we're doing this thing power slap style. But, no, I'm not letting anybody slap me in the face from power slap. Tomorrow, Sean Merriman, lights out. The great Sean Merriman will join us as well. Let's do this thing. Straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.